For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
One more segment for Katie and I here before we hand things over to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp show at 3:30. This is when we typically lighten things up and kind of end the week on a lighter, more fun, funny note with a little Friday fun time. And we will do that. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Want to remind you that you never have to miss anything that happens here on the Columbo and Katie show. All you have to do is subscribe to our podcast. And you know what, Katie? I do this. I talk about the podcast all the time, but you're the one who is on the front lines every day, mm-hmm. digitally, putting up these podcasts and, you know, managing our social media channels like the new Columbo and Katie YouTube channel, all of the shows here at News Talk STL. We all have YouTube channels that you can watch the shows on every single day. And you can also watch the shows on the News Talk STL Facebook page and the Rumble page, and subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. Just search Columbo and Katie Show and we'll pop up on all the major podcast platforms and subscribe so you never miss any show. But it's truly there's a lot of options if you're looking to get the content here from News Talk STL.
So many. And there's a lot of places that you can go now to be able to listen to our podcast, to stream us. We are basically available anywhere that you, if you have a phone, you are able to use that phone and listen to us, whether that be streaming or live streaming or our podcast. It's absolutely incredible. I am a Spotify user. That is my number one go-to. And that is how I listen to all of our other shows, is through Spotify. I know a lot of people are Apple Podcast people, Google, Amazon, the whole bit. Anything that you use that is your favorite platform, you can listen to us on for our podcast. And then if you'd like to, you can also comment on our stream. We'd love to have you there. Yes. Facebook.com. YouTube, Rumble. We are always engaged. We're always interacting with one another. It's a little community on there as well. So please feel free to comment and share and join us on our live stream. We're open communication, mm-hmm. open line everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's great.
And I hear from people all the time how much they appreciate being able to go back to the YouTube channel or the Rumble channel or the Facebook page if they missed an interview. Absolutely. Or they just want to hear something again. And they say the same thing about the podcast. You know, we put this show out as a podcast shortly after we get off the air every day, as does every show here at News Talk STL. And it's just a great way to make sure that you never miss mm-hmm. any of the great conversations that we have. Also, to remind you that tonight, it's the weekend, baby, and we are kicking it off in style tonight at the the brand new Westport Playhouse. The Westport Playhouse is not brand new, but it is newly reopened. A great venue there at Westport Plaza. The Westport Playhouse has just been reopened after being dark for a few years. Lenny Mink, who is a good friend of the shows, was on with us earlier this week. It was he and his team that bought and renovated Westport Playhouse. They got a lot of exciting things happening out there, and tonight and tomorrow night, our friends with the Retro Nerds are playing a tribute to Sting and Peter Gabriel, and I am your host for both nights, so I will be there tonight and tomorrow. I hope you will be there tonight and tomorrow. I hope if you are there, you say hello, stop and say hello, because that would just be absolutely awesome. But we just got that weekend forecast from Steve Templeton. It looks like it's going to be an awesome weekend weather-wise, and you can have an awesome time with us. Support local live music and have a great time with us tonight at Westport Playhouse as the Retro Nerds present the music of Sting and Peter Gabriel. I absolutely can't wait. Hope to see you there. Westportplay.com. Westportplay.com. If you want to buy your tickets, you can also buy your tickets at the door, although they are very close to selling out, so you might not want to wait that long. But Westportplay.com if you want to get more information and buy your tickets. And I hope to see everybody out there.
That is going to be such a fun show.
It's going to be.
Jason's so great.
It is going to be absolutely so much fun. Before we dive into the Friday fun time, wanted to go over some poll numbers, brand new poll numbers. You know, the State of the Union kind of snuck up on us. This Tuesday night.
Wow.
Can't wait.
Holy moly.
Hear this man speak for what could be 2 hours.
Exactly. For a long period of time.
And see how, if he's able to stay awake.
How did he do last year?
I
can't remember.
It was, well, remember last year was the big, was, didn't it get drawn way out? Wasn't it extremely late last year? Wasn't it in the month of March?
I think so. I think you're right. But I can't, I mean, that's how, that, I mean, that's how forgettable it must have been, because I cannot remember if what he did last year. I think I remember being pleasantly surprised.
It's just because he,
because he could form a sentence.
Just because he was with it.
And there, and it was late. Because, oh, you know what? It was late in March. And I remember everybody's big hubbub was, how was he going to be able to stay up that late and speak for 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he did it. Mm-hmm. Not well, but he was able to do it.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's been the same joke, knock, criticism against Joe Biden since he took office about his mental faculties and him being with it or not with it. So this is not new with him. I personally very much believe that it has gotten worse, that it's not just stayed the same, but the President Biden that gave the speech last year, as compromised as he may or may not have been, I believe is not the same President Biden that will be speaking on Tuesday night. I think he's getting worse. Do you agree with that, or do you think he's just been the same sort of...
No, I definitely believe the wear and tear of the office has rubbed off on him. I think in that first year, you can get away with being... I mean, not saying that Joe Biden can get away with anything. There is no way you cannot recognize what is going on with him mentally and physically. That is not a mean criticism. That is just what it is. There is no way
it's
you can say...
Fact.
That man's age is not playing a part into him, his forgetfulness and his stumbling and bumbling. But besides that point, I think now that we're leading into, you know, we're leading into the heavier years of him being the president, and that too wears on a human being. I mean, we saw it with Obama, dramatically saw it with Obama. Trump, not so much. But Biden, it freaks me out a little bit to think that at the beginning of his presidency, we were like, yikes, this guy is really struggling. And now we're here 2 years later, and it's like 2 years, almost 3 years, almost 3 years later.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years, right? Okay. And to think we're in the middle of this thing, and how much more can he possibly take? Because that is the hardest job in the entire world. I mean, there is no way that he is getting better, to answer your question.
It's only
getting worse.
He took office in January. He was elected in 2020. He took office in January of 2021.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So it's been a year and a month, or 2 years and 1 month. And doesn't it feel like it's been an eternity?
It feels like
doesn't
it's
it
been
seem
forever.
Like ancient history when Donald Trump was president?
It feels like it has been forever.
Now, take that.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like he's been in office forever. He, by all accounts, is going to run for re-election, and he beat Donald Trump once, so who knows? We feel like we've been dealing with Joe Biden, and we feel like we just can't understand how he can even make it another month, let alone till the end of his term, but the reality is there is a good chance that Joe Biden is just a quarter, one fourth of the way done.
Yeah.
Not even, not even close to, if he gets reelected, he's only 2 years into 8 years. That is wild to me. When I think about how long these 2 years have been, to think that we
could be going in for a long haul.
Yeah, that this is just, we're literally just getting started. That is, I can't even picture in my mind, I can't even imagine 5 years from now, when I'm about to be 50 years old, that that Joe Biden might still be president of the United States.
I think to what you just said, though, and to your feeling of it's gotten so much worse, I believe he is still going to run again. I know everybody is like, what in the hell are you thinking? But I do believe that Joe Biden's ego is big enough for him to run again. However, I think everybody understands around him that that cannot be possible because they see what you are saying, Tony.
Yeah, but I don't think they have anybody better. That's
they
the
don't,
problem.
But they
want to win.
But they have people that can at least make sentences.
Well, they can let
not
him.
Kamala.
They can have him win and then continue to just control him from the background or have somebody ready to go if he goes down. I still feel like they don't have a person that can win.
But him, but his
so he's almost for
frailty.
Sure
his I frailty know. Is I showing know. Massively.
Oh, I know. I know. All right. So sorry to scare you with that. Let's lighten the mood here with a little Friday fun time before we turn things over to Tim Jones.
Oh my God, it's already 3:20.
Yeah. Here's a story that kind of bridges the gap between Friday fun time and a real story. Get this. An elderly suburban high school cafeteria worker may seem harmless, but some are capable of high stakes thievery. This happened in Illinois. So just our neighbors in Illinois, up in a suburb near Chicago, a 66-year-old cafeteria lady who was the food service director at a school district in Illinois was arrested for stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings from the school district.
Oh my gosh.
She'd been working at the school district for at least a decade, but during the pandemic, she started over-ordering. She is the food service director for this school district in Illinois, up near Chicago. During the pandemic, she started over-ordering chicken and picking it up herself in a school district cargo van, and she wasn't taking the extra chicken to the school for the kids.
She was like, she was taking it home.
Over the past couple of years, she stole a lot of chicken and ended up being caught because she overlooked one thing. She was ordering massive amounts of chicken wings, but the school doesn't serve chicken wings to the students because they contain bones. So somebody finally looked at her purchase orders and saw that when she was buying the food for the school district, for the cafeterias, she was buying chicken wings from a food distributor, and they don't serve chicken wings at any of the schools.
That is
so she got caught, and then they looked into it and they found out that she has, over the course of the last several years, stolen $1.5 million worth of chicken wings.
But you know, this is, I gotta give it to the lady. There is some strategy that went on to get the chicken
wings. Her name
wings.
Is Vera.
We got it. Vera, honey, I do give it to you because there was some strategy going into making that chicken wing sale possible.
That is wild.
And you did it, honey. And I mean, it's stealing.
She's been eating free chicken wings for 10 years, I
bet. And laughing herself back home when she got a pile of chicken wings.
That's a dumb mistake, though. That is a dumb, dumb mistake to be ordering food that's not served in the cafeterias.
So
she probably could have kept getting away with it if she just kept ordering.
That's what, who's, know, I mean,
Ribicues or whatever. Yes. That was a big one for us. I don't know if that still is. I love Ribicues.
Wait, what is Ribicues?
Basically like a McRib.
Yeah. Okay.
It's basically that. It's like a pork, barbecue pork sandwich.
That sounds delicious.
It was,
I've never had a McRib.
Loved. I don't know where that voice just came from. I don't know. That shows you the deep, the depth
really
of my emotion.
Loved it.
I loved high school lunches. I loved high school lunches.
I never loved ever bought. Them. I always brought my lunch. Oh, I never bought food ever.
I loved it. I loved the pizza. I loved the ribicues. I loved the fiestadas.
You know,
I loved the French fries.
The upgrade from middle school to high school, that the lunch situation was magnificent.
The rectangle pepperoni pizza with the pepperoni bits. Oh, come on. That is so freaking good.
You have an exquisite palate.
Everybody's mad at China because of the balloon, of course, and TikTok has also been under fire again here recently, and TikTok is up to it again. Guess what the latest TikTok trend is? There's been some really dumb, dangerous ones over the years.
Is this a dangerous one? I feel
yes.
Like, okay, I don't know, but I feel like I heard it somewhere.
So you and your friends get together, and you turn on the TikTok, and everybody takes tranquilizers and you see who can stay awake the longest.
I don't know where I heard this story, but maybe I read it. What? But what tranquilizers?
Kids
what are you
talking
about?
Kids have been hospitalized because they're like trying to like take big doses of this.
Is tranquil?
So they have to pass it. So they pass out, but they see who can stay awake.
This is not like melatonin or like NyQuil. Or is it? Like, what is...
I imagine it's tranquilizers.
My
it's
God.
Like, yeah, like dangerous...
How?
Like dangerous prescription medicine.
That is so scary.
Getting their hands on.
How do they get their hands on something like that? That is so... Do you remember... Now, we didn't have TikTok, you and I, growing up. But remember whenever that pass-out game happened?
Mm-hmm.
Did that hit you? Was that something you guys did?
Mm-hmm.
I never did it, but the pass-out game was a huge thing
in
middle school.
There was just... I didn't get a chance to talk about it on the air, but just the one before the tranquilizer challenge, there was a TikTok challenge that had something to do with choking people.
And a girl died,
yes. Like in Argentina, doing it. I don't remember the name of it, but it was the something challenge, but it had to do with choking.
God, that is so terrifying.
And passing out. And,
oh my God,
yeah,
no thank you.
It was another... dumb.
Kids are so stupid.
TikTok challenge.
I mean, so stupid.
China's got TikTok. They got the balloon.
They're just running the show. What else?
Man. All right. We have got to hand things over to the Tim Jones and Chris Arps show. Don't forget to subscribe to the Columbo and Katie podcast if you haven't already so you never miss anything that happens here on the show. And please, if you're looking for something to do tonight, looking for a great time, support local live music and join me out at the Westport Playhouse for the Retro Nerd show that is a tribute to Sting and Peter Gabriel. The Retro Nerds present the music of Sting and Peter Gabriel tonight and tomorrow night at Westport Playhouse. You can get tickets and information at westportplay.com or just get them at the door. But get them soon because tickets for both nights are just about gone. I hope to see you out there at Westport Playhouse tonight. If you see me, please say hi. I am looking forward to a very fun night tonight and tomorrow night. And of course, Columbo and Katie will be back on Monday at 2 o'clock. All right, Tim Jones and Chris Arps coming in next. They'll take you through the rest of your Friday afternoon and deliver you safely to the weekend. Thank you so much for listening to us and supporting us here at 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. You do.